You are with Phoenix FM. We are here at the Brentwood Festival, and fresh from the main stage, I have Rajiv. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Nick. How are you?
I am good, thanks. How about yourself?
I am absolutely buzzing after coming off the main stage. I've actually asked, can I go back on, please?
And they didn't say no, so...
No, so there could be some scope for next year, you know. Fingers crossed, they liked what they saw and heard. Yeah, and I would love to come back.
Okay, well, we'll put in a good word for you. Now, of course, you got to perform on the main stage here at Brentwood Festival through winning our Battle Stage event, which we held in the foyer of the Brentwood Centre area over the months of May and June.
Yeah, that was a tough competition by far. There were some amazing acts that we were competing against, and to be honest, it might sound cliche, but with the final, I honestly had no idea who was going to win because I think everyone was at such a high standard. And to be fair, Andrew and I did stick out a little bit in comparison to the other band. But it was all good fun. We made some great friends. And like I said, the other band, you know, they equally deserve to be here too. I can only imagine it was a tough decision for the judges. So.
Indeed. The Ends performed here yesterday morning, and they were, we can serve their set as you say, very good, but they were suitably more chaotic than you were, I think it's fair to say. And that's probably a good thing, because if one of your sets was chaotic, I think I dread to think what might happen. So, for people who haven't heard your music before, and there were probably a lot of newcomers to your sound here today. How long have you been performing?
Andrew and I had actually been doing our acoustic set for about a year and a half now. But I also do PA backings, which I did here today. I did both of them. So it's an R&B pop set, but I'm a big fan of live music, so I think it's a key thing to do the acoustic stuff and showcase that it's not just the wizardry that they do in the studio and that, you know, live music. There's no room for error, really, when it's just guitar and vocals. So we have to practice a lot. And, you know, I like to think that we're getting to places where we're getting recognised and stuff, which is good. So,
right, yeah. Andrew does join us here now, who played acoustics for you during your set. How was the set for you, Andrew?
Excellent. I'm a man of very few words, but I very much enjoyed it. It's nice to have an outdoors crowd who really enjoy it, because we do quite a lot of small venues in clubs and bars, but to be outside and to have families as well, which is really important, I think we find. Just a variety of audience demographic is excellent.
Yes, I fully agree with that. I fully agree with your comments on audience demographics there. Where did you get him from?
To be honest, I'm surprised you managed to get that many words out of him. If there's a camera or a microphone around, he runs a mile. So I commend you for that. That was, yeah, fantastic. You probably deserve a medal for that one, I think. No one's ever got Andrew to be interviewed or filmed. So, yeah, congratulations.
Never underestimate the power of Phoenix FM. That's all I have to say on the matter. Who would you describe as being your main influences?
Well, I look to the commercial chart at the moment. I have to, because to get noticed, you have to be kind of doing what these people are doing. This question is always so difficult, because I grew up with a lot of Motown and soul, but then my parents, my dad coming from Mauritius and my mum coming from Trinidad, there was a lot of soca, calypso, and then teenage years, I grew up listening to rock and R&B, and so I was an indie kid at one point in my life as well, so I can appreciate all of it. But I say right now, influences like songwriters such as Frank Ocean, you've got Miguel, Usher was a big influence in my music career. Cliche, but Michael Jackson, you know, I think I'm actually started singing Michael Jackson songs as a child before I was stringing proper sentences together to talk to my parents. So yeah, there's a lot. Neo's a very big influence of mine as well. There are other artists too. I mean, a lot of female artists. Adele, she's a fantastic songwriter. I think it's just great to appreciate different people's crafts, because everyone attacks it in a different way, and I think there's a lot to be learned from all of it. So yeah,
fair dues. So, following on from Brentwood Festival, where can people where can we next hear you live?
Actually, tomorrow I'm doing a gig at Rich Mix in East London, and then we have a few more festivals set for the rest of the year. There's a couple of dates, but you can find them all if you go to my Facebook page and follow me on Twitter. Then I do live updates of all my gigs and keep everyone posted.
Right, yeah, so that's Rajiv Music. Is that Rajiv Music on both Facebook and Twitter?
Yes, that's correct. RAJIV Music. across everything. YouTube, I was going to say MySpace there, but I haven't reactivated my account yet. Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, everything else there is. Instagram, anywhere else you want to see what I'm eating for breakfast or whatever. Yeah, Rajiv Music across it all.
Righto, and who knows, you might even hear a song or two in there as well.
Yeah, if you're lucky.
Righto. Well, I think we better go and let you construct some food for yourself for your next Instagram post then, Rajiv.
I will, yeah. You know me too well. You know that I think with my stomach first. So thank you for having me on.
You are most welcome, and well done on your set today. We look forward to hearing more.
Thank you very much.